I'm Eric Hodge. There's a brand new episode of WUNC's Songs We Love podcast coming up right after this.
This is WUNC Music. Every day, every hour, something new. What's your American anthem? A team at NPR wants to know what you think. You can find out more information at WUNCmusic.org.
Songs We Love is a podcast and occasional radio series that looks at the stories behind the songs we're playing on WUNC Music. That's North Carolina Public Radio's new music discovery channel. Usually, we talk about one song, but on this week's special edition, we're talking with John Howie Jr. about his first solo record.
You never could say yes. You never could say yes. You never could say yes. I never could say no.
John Howie Jr. is back with his first solo record. Not Tonight contains songs of heartbreak and resilience delivered in Howie's distinctive baritone. It doesn't stray too far from his work with his second band, Rosewood Bluff, but it's a sparser, more confessional effort. Howie got his start more than two decades ago in the $2 Pistols and has stayed true to his honky-tonk country roots ever since. John's playing a record release show at Local 506 tonight, but first we grabbed him for a chat. Good morning, John.
Good to see you.
You too. We're listening to Never Could Say Yes, and this is one catchy breakup song, John.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
What made you decide to make this a solo effort?
That is not actually an idea that I can fully take credit for, at least not initially. I was snowed in back in early 2015. It snowed like crazy for a month. It seemed like it went on forever. And I got stuck voluntarily at my then girlfriend's house in the woods in Chatham County. I had my dog and everything. And so we did, as you know, songwriters, what we always did, which is break out guitars. And I had a song called Happy that was not finished. It was just kind of a melodic sort of construct with the opening lines and I think the chorus and very little else. And I played it for her and she said, "What are you going to do with that?" And I said, "I don't know. You know, it doesn't fit within the scope of these other kind of band-based records I'm making." She told me she liked it a lot, which immediately made me kind of reconsider it. She said, "Why don't you make a solo record and just, you know, make a bunch of songs like that?" And for whatever reason, that thought had never occurred to me in all my, at that point, 2015, almost 20 years of making records as a songwriter. So that was the eureka moment, but it's not something I can, you know, really take credit for.
I say those wrong things much too loud. You think it's funny, I can't stand no crowd.
Back When I Cared sounds like someone who has moved on. Do you find that music and songwriting are good ways to deal with loss?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, my parents were dead by the time I was 36. I'm twice divorced, single dad. I mean, I there's one thing I kind of know how to do at this point in life. It's process loss and move on from it, which I think is something you have to learn. It can be very difficult for some people. Back When I Cared, you know, I wrote that. I woke up in the middle of the night with that, you know, going through my head, got up, went downstairs, pulled out the guitar and wrote the whole thing, which is rare for me, in the span of about an hour. But there's a little bit of kind of denial, you know, in that song. It's, I mean, if you have to say, you know, I don't care anymore, then, you know,
probably
you
do.
To some degree, you probably do. Yeah. But it was also, you know, it has reminders in it of some negative things to kind of push the narrator forward. And so, yeah, it's certainly dealing with a pretty big loss there.
Yeah, when things got really bad, I used to think of what we could have had. If we had only dared, but that was back when I cared.
Even though some of the material was emotionally harrowing, Did you like making a solo record, John?
I did. I'm not sure how long it'll be before I make another one, but the freedom to write songs without worrying about making sure that a certain number of shuffles or a certain number of train beats, you know, when I make a record with the Rosewood Bluff, there can't be, you know, eight ballads. And you don't want to do a bunch of songs that are just acoustic guitar or just acoustic guitar and another instrument like there are on Not Tonight, because people start getting left out. It's not really a band at that point. But I think, again, for this material in particular, certainly the right approach.
Would you look at me? I'm staring at the walls again. Flying solo and clean, I won't make no calls again. I can drink away tomorrow when peace is out of sight, but not tonight. No, 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 not tonight.
Not Tonight, the title track, is just your voice and an acoustic guitar, and also seems to point the way forward. Is there light at the end of the tunnel?
There is. I think one of the themes of the record, honestly, is kind of control. And by the time you get to the title track, the narrator, me, whoever, you know, has kind of regained control. I mean, there are songs on the record when the narrator's driving to an apartment complex in the wee hours of the morning looking for his partner's car. You're not in control when you're doing things like
right.
that. By the time you get to the title track, you know, they're saying, I'm not going to do all this stuff, you know, maybe tomorrow, who knows? It's sort of my version of the serenity prayer that they teach you in addiction meetings. It's sort of that.
Explain that a little bit.
When you go to addiction meetings, they teach you this thing called the serenity prayer, and I'm not a God guy, but what it basically says is that you need to learn to distinguish between the things you have control over and the things you do not have control over, and to let the things you do not have control over go, which, though that sounds simple coming out of my mouth, is, at least for me, it can be a pretty hard thing to put into practice. Not Tonight is kind of my version of that. I don't have any control over what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, maybe I'll fall in love, maybe I'll go back to drinking, whatever. But right now, you know, here's your stuff. The relationship's not working. It's toxic. Take your things, and it's time for me to, you know, I gotta go.
Not Tonight is a collection of songs we love at WUNC Music. You can hear more on our 24-hour new music discovery channel. In the Triangle, that's at 91.5 HD2, or stream it on TuneIn or at WUNC.org. I'm Eric Hodge.
So you can head on home when you get done. I won't be there. Ain't gonna call you names. I take all the blame. I think that's only fair. I might fall in love tomorrow with the early morning light, but not tonight. No, 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 not tonight. No, 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 not tonight.